It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Rodke and Greg Carlson.
You bet. It's time for The Tracy Show and Dad Joke Friday this morning on KMHL. Greg Carlson joining us from his office at Tracy Insurance, downtown Tracy. Good morning, Greg.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well today. Our favorite day of the week, Dad Joke Friday. Why don't you kick it off for us here this morning?
All right. I don't know if you heard about this, Heath, but archaeologists are holding a party to celebrate the unearthing of the largest ever dinosaur tibia.
I had not heard this, no.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the shindig.
Oh, boy. you know, it's that time of the year where we all want to get away for a little bit from all this cold weather. Where do crayons go on vacation, Greg?
Where do crayons go on vacation?
Yeah.
I don't know where.
Colorado.
Oh, boy. Colorado. Did you share that one with McGailey?
She was the one that shared it with me, actually.
Oh, there you go.
That was one of hers.
I like it. Yeah. Hey, Heath, did you know that Santa... he actually has a 10th reindeer named Olive.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she's actually mentioned in the Rudolph song, you know, Olive the other reindeer.
Oh, boy. Sounds like she was a meanie then. Oh, boy. Hey, did you hear about the puppeteer that got a new job?
No, I didn't.
He pulled a few strings.
Yeah. Well, I got just two things for you, Heath. Scooby and Yabba Dabba.
Oh, yeah?
My to-do list.
Oh, boy.
Yabba Dabba Doo.
Oh, love it. Love it. Okay, so here's a kind of a quite weird science-y question for you, but how do you tell if an ant is a boy or a girl?
Oh, I don't know. I have a clue.
Well, they're all girls. Otherwise, they'd be uncles.
good old aunts. See, I'm more of an aunt person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get it. let's get married and have kids, they say.
Yeah.
So instead of relaxing on the weekends, we can just go to 7 practices and then relearn algebra.
Yeah, exactly. That is the truth. That's dad joke at its finest right there. Oh, boy. What? It was kind of a rough week here at the work. Everybody got sick at the same time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, apparently it was a really bad staph infection.
Oh. Oh, man. Bad news, Heath. I don't think I told you this, but a hacker got into my bank account, and he actually left me a note.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it said, please save more money. This was a complete waste of time.
Yeah, right. Dang it anyway. Well, I've got myself a new side gig. Speaking of a little making money, I've been making sock puppets, and I'm listing them on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay, how's that going?
Yeah, message me if you want to take them off my hands.
Oh, well, Heath, you ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
So, what do we want?
Race car noises.
When do we want them?
Meow. I think that might be the first team joke that we've had on Dad Joke Friday. That was pretty good.
Normally, most of the time, we have no idea,
right?
You know, who's going to say what. But I had messaged you last night and said, oh, can we do this?
So. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, boy. I was reading some things the other day. I just can't figure out why toilet paper technology, rather, has stalled, Greg.
Yeah, I guess I never really thought about it.
Yeah, well, no, you know, think about it. Nobody really wants a breakthrough in that department.
No. Don't really. Nope. Oh, man, terrible news. An ice cream van had an accident near me the other day.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, the area's been coned off.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, what do you call two people who like all the same food?
Two people that like all the same food? I don't know what.
Taste buds.
What's up, bud? Oh, man. Oh, the other day, a random lady asked me if I would help get her a job as a professional Scrabble player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I put in a good word for her.
Oh, boy. Oh, I had another side gig. I actually had to quit my job, though, at the Helium Factory, Greg.
Oh, really? I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, I was just sick and tired of being spoken to in that tone.
Oh, the local Helium Factory. Yeah. We all have one in our area.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I told you this either, but I joined a tribute band, and we were called Paper.
Oh, Paper, really?
Yeah, we cover rock.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, Greg, there's only one place you can be when you drop your frozen waffle on the beach.
Okay.
San Diego.
I didn't know where that one was going. But frozen waffle on the beach. I have those frequently.
Yeah, me too. Yep. Always in San Diego.
Oh, I realized the other day that I have my late great grandmother still in my contacts on my phone.
Oh, or, really?
Sorry, let me back up. I still have my late great grandmother in my contacts. I realized that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't scatter their ashes on such a windy day.
Oh, boy. Need a tiny little brush to get those out. Yeah. I saw somebody faint into the luggage carousel at the airport the other day, Greg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they came around slowly.
I'm not supposed to be on there.
Get off there.
All right, last one I have today, Heath. Okay. Did you know that every year St. Patrick's Day just keeps getting bigger?
Oh, really?
Yeah, in fact, I think it might even keep on doubling.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, here's my final one then for the day today. Had an ad on the radio, or heard an ad that said there was a radio for sale at half price with the volume stuck on full.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't turn that down.
There you have it. Dad Joke Friday in the books.
Uh-huh. Courtesy of our friends at Prairie View Senior Living on the Tracy Show here on KMHL this morning.